In this video, you're going to learn how to f*** hard as a man and control your ejaculation. Something that a lot of men ask me about is that should sex, when you're doing these Taoist tantric practices, should tantric sex always be slow? Does it always have to be slow for a man to be able to retain his semen, to have non-ejaculatory sexual experiences? Or is it possible to be able to have really rough, intense sex and still do all these practices? And the answer is absolutely. You can have very rough sex. You can go to pound town, baby, and still be circulating your sexual energy, having full body orgasmic experiences, retaining your semen, not ejaculating. You're getting the best of both worlds. But there's some things you need to know. So I'm going to really break down some aspects of ejaculation control and how to get into your inner, you could say inner porn star, but that's not a really great word. Your inner sex god. That's it. That's the one. Probably going to be a very graphic video. I'm going to say a lot of crude things. But you're watching a video with this topic, I can't imagine you were expecting much else. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you hit the subscribe button to support the channel and get your free ejaculation control course in the link in the video description. So as a practitioner of the sexual arts for over a decade now, I've had a lot of experience with this. And when I was learning this work, a lot of the teachers I was studying with and a lot of the texts you'll read, if you read books on this stuff, whatever, they'll often talk about the sex being more gentle, being like, okay, don't go too fast. You know, the man's got to retain his semen, blah, blah, blah. Tantric sex should be very, very slow, very meditative. Just sit in yab yum and just wait for the orgasm to come. And like, yeah, there is that aspect of the practice. Like porn conditions people to just look for the like, just bam, 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 rough friction sex, just overload the nervous system and numb yourself very quickly. However, there is a time and place for that type of sex. And what I realized is that my partner, she just needs to be fucked really hard sometimes. Women need to be fucked really hard. Animalistically sometimes. They crave it at the deep core of their being. And I feel like as a man, you must be able to provide that to really satisfy not just her, but yourself as well. There's something fulfilling about it. And I'll kind of preface this by saying that I think sex is all about dynamics. I think it's great to have periods of very, very slow, very sensual, just like enjoying every nuance, every sensation, and then having periods of intense bam, 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 going to pound town. And alternating between the two, because too much of either, it can get boring. Like too much pound town, you can't feel things anymore. It's just numb. Your nerves are just overwhelmed and you become numb. But if you're having super, super slow sex every single time, you know, I get bored of that too. So it's like, let's get good at it all. So again, when I was learning this stuff, there was a lot of talk about, yeah, you should transition out of the like friction sex and more into the subtle sex. If you read the Taoist books, it's like, you must do the 9 shallow, 1 deep, all this theoretical stuff. But I didn't see in the Taoist text, the tantric text, is like, what about going to pound town? Like, how do you just fucking go to town? How do you maintain yourself through that? And I didn't see that. So I had to learn myself. I had to find my own path. And I'm going to share that with you. Now, I will credit, there was one man who I learned from, Dr. Newman K. Lin, who very recently died. And massive respect for Dr. Lin. I learned a lot from him about, he kind of planted the seed in me of the fact that the Kegel exercises are not beneficial for a man, and you want to actually focus on relaxing the pelvic floor during sex. And his emphasis was that the man should have the hardest erection he can possibly have and really be able to screw a woman's brains out, essentially. So thank you, Dr. Lin, for being a bit of a contrast to the slow and gentle and soft sex, you know, thing we often see in these internal sexual practices. Now, I really got into these practices in 2013, 11 years ago, and I was practicing alone for almost 2 years, you know, studying books, had some videos and just practicing things, kind of fumbling around in the dark, we could say. And then I got into a relationship. I had pretty decent sexual control. I was making this stuff work pretty well. You know, I definitely had my slip ups, but it was going pretty well. I was able to draw the energy up. I was able to retain my semen during sex. And, you know, I had decent ejaculation control. And then about 3 or 4 years into my practice, I had a partner. I was dating this girl who was, she was a very, very sexual being, spicy Latina lady. And she wanted to go at it 24/7. And this chick was out of control. And it was great training for me because it made me realize very quickly, like, oh shit, like I've got to be up on my game. She's waking me up at 3 a.m. just wanting me to go 200% in. So I learned by throwing myself into the fire. And what I realized is that there's a lot of physical things. If you've been following my channel, you know, I teach a lot of like physical practices, rewiring the mind and the body, a lot of balancing the pelvic floor, all these things. Yeah, that's a huge component of it. But there's also a mental component. There's a strong mindset component. Here's the thing. If you're like most men, then from watching porn, from having certain masturbation habits, you wired yourself to blow very easily because that was what you're focused on. That's what it was all about. That was the intention. So that association becomes like a magnet for your energy. The direction that you're heading in any sexual situation, it has a lot of gravity around it because you strengthen that pathway so strongly in your mind and body that that's the path. That's the default path for you. All you have to do is create a new center of gravity in your sexual experience. Rewire yourself to have this different path to where you can hold maximum sensation, hold maximum pleasure and intensity without ejaculating. Now, it's not always easy. It's not always a quick path, but it is possible. And the more dedicated you are to it, the more willing you are to change your habits and really do the kung fu, put in the skill, the time, the training, sexual kung fu is all about, baby. You will get there. Any man can do this. It is your birthright to be a sex god. Remember this. So sexual kung fu, non-ejaculatory sex, circulating sexual energy. I mean, it's easy to do this stuff slow. It's not easy to do it fast. It's not easy to have that intense, crazy, she's speaking in tongues and fluids are gushing and that's when it tends to overwhelm your nervous system and you ejaculate, right? Am I right? We've all been there. And then even once you start get good at it, doing it hard, you're like, okay, I can handle myself through some decent stimulation, but then she's going into her orgasm. It's creating this vortex in her pussy. It's pulling, you're trying to pull your semen into it. Like, oh fuck. Like there's all these like levels and levels and levels of development and experience when it comes to this stuff. For me, doggy style used to be my Achilles heel, let me tell you. But my mindset is always take my weaknesses and turn them into strengths. Oh, let me tell you, I'm a doggy master now. Just ask your mom. No, just kidding. So now getting into the more practical aspects of this, you know, it's important to understand context. It's important to understand how did we get where we are in the first place and how do we get out of it? Because that's what keeps you practicing. That's what keeps you motivated on your journey. It's not gonna be an overnight process. You gotta have dedication and patience. You must be able to get into your animal self. Get into the animal body. Modern men are in their heads. Stuck in their heads, shut down. Too much thinking, too much worrying, too much people pleasing, concerned about what she thinks, concerned about what they think, afraid to make decisions, afraid to take the lead, afraid to just like fucking do the thing, commit to it, and like, we're doing this, baby, we're fucking doing this. Being able to go to Pound Town takes confidence. It requires a state of presence, requires a, I'm fucking doing this. If you're like, oh, I don't know what's gonna, this might, no. You've already lost, son. You've gotta know. It's like Morpheus in the Matrix says, don't think you are, know you are. You've gotta own it. The biggest thing holding you back is worry, self-doubt. So you've gotta clear your mind. You've got to just be there. One of the main causes of premature ejaculation, performance anxiety, even erectile dysfunction when it's, you know, situational, is just being in your head. It's worry. That's all it is. It's as simple as that. Though I know overcoming it isn't always as simple as that. So what is the antidote to this? The antidote to thinking, to worrying, to projecting what's going to happen, how is she going to feel if this, blah, 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 is pure being, pure presence. Just being in your body, just being in the moment. Like an animal. This is what animals are doing. Animals aren't overthinking, analyzing things. What does this person think? They're just doing. So the more you can embody that, the better. And now to get even more practical, there's physical things that you do to keep yourself grounded and present. Sexual kung fu is about practices, techniques, mindset, presence. And the techniques help you to stay present with what's happening and managing your state of arousal, managing how, where the arousal is going in your body. Because of course, what triggers ejaculation, just to remind you, is all this pressure's building in the genitals eventually hits maximum threshold and the ejaculation trigger hits. If you can keep that pressure releasing throughout your body, dispersing through your entire body and not just in your genitals, then you can hold 1,000 times more intensity without ejaculating. And that's also, you know, the path to full body orgasm. So the number one thing is the breathing, breath, deep belly breath. As your sex intensifies, so must your practice. Anything you've been doing in sexual kung fu, any of these techniques you're doing, if your sex intensifies, the technique must intensify. If you're drawing energy through the orbit, just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm okay, meditatively, fucking crank it to 100, son, do it. Turn your microcosmic orbit into a vacuum, into a suction. It takes practice, but the breath is number one thing. Deep belly breathing. Make some sound on the exhale. This is how I often sound when I'm engaging in more intense sex. Animalistic. And a lot of men are afraid to make sound. Well, don't be afraid. Express yourself. That will vibrate your energy, will vibrate your pelvic floor, keeping you open, keeping all the sensation moving throughout your body. And it's also something to focus on. If you lose your breath, you've lost your mind, you've lost your focus, you're probably thinking again about the buildup towards ejaculation. Anytime you're thinking about ejaculating, you're putting gravity to that. It's like the skier or the snowboarder going down the hill. Don't look at the tree. If you look at the tree, if you stare at the tree, that's where you're gonna go. You're gonna hit the fucking tree and break your back. Don't think about ejaculation. Don't imagine yourself ejaculating. If you start thinking about it, if you start imagining it, guess where you're gonna go? Keep yourself in the moment. Keeping the pelvic floor relaxed is essential. And this is something that requires, you know, layers of work within itself, because most men don't realize how tense, how contracted their pelvic floor is just on a normal day-to-day basis. And then when they start becoming aroused and sexually stimulated, they're squeezing their pelvic floor muscles, which is creating even more sensitivity in your penis and exaggerating the ejaculatory buildup, that reflex in your body. You want to constantly be creating this wave of relaxation, especially from chest, diaphragm, belly to pelvic floor. Think of the belly dropping like a bag of water and letting the pelvic floor be completely relaxed. You want to maintain this throughout sex. You will have to practice this. This will be a foreign concept to you very likely if you're new to this, because if you ejaculate quickly, then the tendency for you is probably to contract the pelvic floor. Even at a subtle level, you may not be aware of it, but if you place your finger up in your perineum, up in the pelvic floor area between the genitals and the anus, as you pleasure yourself, you will notice tightening in that area. And this is the pathway that you've been locked into of buildup to ejaculatory orgasm. So when you can constantly be releasing tension during sex, during self-stimulation is a good way to practice this, then you won't ejaculate. Check out my videos on premature ejaculation, the pelvic floor, to understand more about this and how to rehabilitate your pelvic floor. But this is an important part. So we've got breath, deep breathing, the pelvic floor relaxation. Oh, so essential. Now, I'm gonna share a little sexual kung fu secret with you, and that is to use the glutes to propel your sexual movements. You can almost, you know, put your finger in your butt crack. Who cares? Put your finger back there, put something back there, and think of like squeezing your butt cheeks together. Only like 40% intensity, not like 100%. I mean, you can do that just to feel the engagement, but engage the glutes. That's the feeling we want. So see, I'm doing it right now and it's lifting me up. That is how you want to propel your sexual movements, your thrusts with the glutes, because this creates a signal in your nervous system to activate the glutes. And it also happens to link into the nerves of your parasympathetic system, creating another pathway. See, the problem with ejaculating is that all this sexual sensation going into your pelvic floor, squeezing around the prostate area, that's hitting the pathway of your sympathetic nervous system, a fight or flight response. So when we squeeze the glutes to drive the thrust, we are overriding that and creating a parasympathetic pathway, like blocking the signal of the ejaculatory buildup. And that'll take some practice, but you will likely notice a huge difference in being able to keep your pelvic floor relaxed with some practice anyway, when you start to coordinate your movements of sex with the engagement of the glutes. And then one other little point here, forget about your penis. Here's the thing. Here's how it is for me. There's different states that I'm in during sex. Every time I have sex, it's a new experience. It's a different experience. I have extremely good ejaculation control because I've practiced a lot and I've learned a lot about my body and mind. So the majority of time I have sex, it's not really a concern. But there is still some days where I have to be a little more on my game. Maybe I'm stressed out, maybe I'm really tired or something, but there's just some days where I gotta bring in a little bit more, and it's fine, it keeps me on my toes. And my woman, she doesn't always want really intense thrusting sex. Sometimes it's too much for her, you know, it depends where she's at in her cycle and a lot of these things, which is why being able to like read your partner and communicate with them as well is important. If you're just trying to plow her before she's ready for it, you can hurt her, and it's going to shut her down. It's not going to be good for anyone. You know, there's a whole nother aspect of the art. But sometimes when we're having sex and she's like, okay, now I want you to really give it to me. And it's like, oh shit, here we go. And a lot of times like, okay, no big deal. But there is the times where maybe there's more of a buildup and I'm like, oh shit, like, okay. So I have to like get into the Jedi mind. So what I do is I take a few deep breaths, release all the tension in my body. And it's also a release of my mind. Just like, whoop. Let the mind go empty, really getting into a meditative state. And here's the huge contrast, is because I'm about to do something very physical, very intense, very stimulating, but I'm getting into this meditative Jedi mind state. I'm like Luke Skywalker walking into Jabba's palace about to kick some fucking ass. I'm chill as fuck, even though I'm kicking ass externally. So there's this contrast here, internally very still, externally like a sex machine, baby. So forget about your penis, forget about your penis. If you're thinking about all the sensations happening on your penis when that's where your mind is, guess what? You're gonna build up to ejaculation. Focus on your breathing. Focus on releasing the tension that's building up in your body and just feel the rest of your body. Get into this meditative state of just like, this is why meditation is an important practice. If you can't do this when you're sitting in a room by yourself with no external distractions, you're probably not going to have an easy time doing it when you're balls deep in sexual passion. So you relax the gaze, relax your body, relax your mind. It's like you forget about everything, but you're still there. It's a contradiction. Deep breathing. Like really deep breathing. This is like exaggerated. Making sound, relaxing your pelvic floor, moving with the glutes, forget about your dick. You practice getting good at that, there you go. And on top of that, of course, you know, in the more advanced levels, there's gonna be energetic circulations, really drawing the energy up. But these are some good foundations. So this was a masterclass in how to fuck like a god. I'm Jonathan White, it's been a pleasure. You gotta practice this. It's good to practice on your own. Self-pleasure is important, it's nothing to be ashamed of. This is all about changing your programmed response to sex and hacking back into your nervous system. And you do this by giving your pleasure a different route of expression. One based on presence, deep breathing, physical relaxation, engaging your body in a different way, engaging your mind in a different way. You know, you've been doing something the same way forever and it's time to do it differently. It's gonna feel awkward at first. It's gonna take some practice. Take it step by step. Focus on each of these things I shared bit by bit. Start, and then you can add them all together. You'll get there. I have faith in you, my friend. You can do it. If I could do this, you could do this, all right? Just take some practice. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions about, you know, things I shared here, if there's something you'd like me to talk about more in depth in the future. Make sure you subscribe, support the channel, give the video a like, and have a great day, my friend. I'm excited to announce the registration is now open for Multi-Orgasmic Man, my legendary 12-week course. This course is a complete guide that will train you to last as long as you want during sex. Have complete control of ejaculation. You'll learn to experience non-ejaculatory orgasms. You'll learn how to channel your sexual energy into creating your ideal life. Build more sexual vitality. Build your focus and discipline. Have more energy levels throughout the day. Learn more about the course and sign up through the link in the description of this video. You'll have to manually copy and paste the link into your browser because this platform does not like me sharing this empowering information with you.